All right, we're going to get back together so we can wrap up the day here. So we have, how many action items do we have? Yeah. We have 8 action items from today, an action-filled day. So one question before, I don't know that we need to go through them in too much detail, but a lot of these are action items for people to go write some text that's going to go in part zero. And the question is about the deadline for that. Again, we have 4 weeks before the ICANN meeting. So, and we, you know, some of this we will probably debate back and forth a little bit in the editing process. But I know people traveled very far, and it's going to be the weekend tomorrow. I don't want to make the deadline for people to send this stuff in too soon. So I was thinking maybe, like, Thursday. If you have your name attached to something here, you have to send your text to the rest of the ICG by, or we could do late Wednesday UTC. No, it's too soon, or it's not enough time?
I don't have one yet, but I expect to have one at some point.
This is Daniel. I don't have one yet, but I expect to have one at some point. And basically, I think you should give it, for people to draft stuff, you should give at least a week.
Okay.
It's you know, we all have full schedules, and I'm basically booked until Thursday. So, you know.
Okay. So let's say Friday of next week. It's a week. Today's Friday. Next week is Friday. You said a week. We only have 4 weeks before the ICANN meeting. And I think the proposal needs to be in kind of done when we get there, right? So if it's going to be done at all. Okay. So you guys take note of that. Let's say Friday we can do late UTC, 23:59 UTC. Why would you do that with a Friday? Why don't we just make it Sunday? I mean, we might as well make it Sunday if we're going to make it Friday.
Yes, that was my point.
Better? Yeah, so you can burn another weekend on the IANA transition? Yeah. We have a call the week after that, right? Or no? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Okay. Okay, yes. Secretary will record the exact date and time, but it's roughly a week. Okay, so we had a couple that came out of the morning that weren't assigned, so I assigned them to myself. I think we need to write up some general overview of the comments, and we talked a little bit about the statistics, general support, so I took the action to do that. And also there was one item that came out of this morning about clarifying the expectation of the numbers and protocol communities as to the limited scope of the PTI, or the scope overall of the PTI. The others, Martin is on the hook for jurisdiction. The sub-team is on the hook for coming back to us with proposed courses of action on all those PTI-related points. Milton has 3 items coming out of the RZM discussion. I realize that Joe may have done one of those for you, but it's at your discretion if you think it's done or not. You can tell us tomorrow. And then Yari is on the hook for IPR text. And those are all the action items from today. Did we miss something?
Daniel, do we want to assign someone to draft some text speaking to the thing that Elise raised, basically the implementation thing?
So we have time on the agenda tomorrow to talk further about the role of the ICG during implementation, and I think we should reserve until then and decide what to do. Yeah. Other comments on the action items? Okay. Can we look at the agenda things? So tomorrow the chairs and the secretary will find time to put these things back on the agenda that we said we would. At the end of the day, we'll come back to the question of whether the proposal has broad community support. We'll come back to this from the subteam on PTI. We'll come back to RZM. One question I had, so folks had some comments on the mailing list about the GAO report that came out today. Personally, my inclination is for us to not spend our face-to-face time on that, and because it's not time-sensitive in the way that the rest of this stuff is necessarily. So I would say we can, if people think it's worthy of any real-time discussion at all, we could put it on a future call, but not have face-to-face time. Any objections? Okay. I got the thumbs up from Russ Mundy. All right. And then we'll talk about the proposal completeness and the role of the ICG again tomorrow. So we'll rework the agenda a little bit. So that's it for today. Do you want to remind people about the, yeah. Probably, good idea, yeah. Here, do you have a microphone?
Hi, hello, okay. So in the email I sent out to the ICG members last night, I mentioned that the meeting time to walk over to Perch is 6 o'clock. Since we've overrun a little bit, the meeting night should be 6:30 to meet at the hotel lobby in front of registration, the front desk registration area, if everyone would like to just meet there, and then we'll make our way over to Perch.
It's, you know, it's totally optional. It's just an informal go have a drink and chat. So if the sub team needs a quieter space to do its work, then you guys can do that if you would so choose. So thanks, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow at 9. You want to look at the agenda for tomorrow? Sure. We can look at the agenda for tomorrow. Sorry. So yeah, there you go. So we have a couple slots for items left over from day one, and we'll just allocate the ones from today to those. And a bunch of new topics that we haven't touched on at all yet. I'm guessing we will not get to the time permitting items. Just FYI. Okay, good. All right. Thanks, everyone. Thank you, staff. We'll see you tomorrow.
Can I just suggest that subteam 2 perhaps take 5 minutes after this to coordinate the PTI subteam?